יש כאן שאלה.
There's a question here.
אני רוצה להגיע ל...
I want to reach identification with the Creator, a connection with the Creator, bestowed to the Creator.
להיות אדם.
To be Adam.
עדיין, הרצונות שלי הם...
Still, my desires are egoistic.
ו...
And...
אומרים לי...
I'm told that in order to truly reach, bestow the quality of the Creator, we can do it with two steps. The first step is to reach the love of people, and the second step is to reach the love of the Creator. And to reach the love of people, which is the primary thing, the first stage, meaning, even if I have a connection with the Creator, I ask of Him that He will arrange for me love towards people, towards the friends, the ten, so much so that it is more important for me than reaching love for the Creator. That I use the Creator in order to achieve the love of people, the love of friends. This for me is the most important. Truly, I don't want more than that. I know that there is another stage following that, but I don't feel any importance to it. Rather, the importance is primarily in the love of friends. And I really only ask for that of the Creator. Give me the forces, give me the inclination, give me whatever I need in order to reach the love of friends. So that the connection between us will be such that I won't feel any gap between us, no difference. As Rabash writes, that the outstretched land of thousands of miles will not separate between us, and all the friends are standing in my heart. How can we depict to ourselves that there is love, an attitude, an inclination towards the friends that is greater than towards the Creator? And I use the upper force, the Creator, in order to connect with the friends, and that's the only thing I need. That is the first stage, and it has to exist in such a way. Are we coming closer to this? Are we in this? Each one should ask himself all of this. And are we concerned that it will happen? Do I care that it will happen? Am I aware that only this is what I have before me right now? Where is that love of friends? What about it? My ten. Is it truly the most important for me so that there is nothing else besides that? It's not that I should cry out to everyone about it, to tell them to sing. No, not necessarily. Rather, I simply... I simply want to reach that. I want to live in that. I want only this to fill me up. My head, my heart, everything. As it says, all my bones shall tell. And as for the Creator, I only ask of Him that. Give me the possibility to feel the friends that they're all in my heart, all of them. And besides them, there's no part of any friend that is outside of my heart. And if I reach that, then, well, it comes and goes, it comes and goes, and gradually, as usual, we cannot discover this entire hidden desire, this also broken desire that exists between me and the friends. But if we reach that, we reach the first stage of our correction. And later on, we will talk about the second stage, from the love of people to the love of friends to the love of the Creator. That is already a different. So, let us now scrutinize between us in the tense. How can we be concerned only about this, only about the connection between us? Up to love. And love means that we don't feel that there is any difference between me and the friends, rather we are all together in such a mixture. Each one mixed within the others, and they're all inside of me, so that we're truly as one man in one heart. How, in our feeling, can we depict to ourselves that we are in one heart? Questions? Well, let me ask. Let's imagine to ourselves that we are in some place where there is everything that we want. Everything that we want. Money, honor, health, forces, whatever you want. Right? However, we can see that only on the condition that we use it for the benefit of others. How would we behave? This actually is the depiction of our state. We were given the entire world, however, on the condition that you can use it for the benefit of others. For the benefit of others means not for your relatives, people who are close to you, that you care for them. Others means others, that you don't feel in your egoistic desires any inclination towards them. And you have before you everything that you want. However, you can take from there and pass it on to others, according to your understanding. To others means that you have no emotion, no feeling towards them. It's not for yourself, that you would have liked to use it for yourself, but to others, that you prefer to give it to others. And you prefer it not because, well, it's hidden and there's no choice, but rather because you overcome your desire to take these things that are tasty, let's say, and use them yourself. Rather, you prefer to pass it on to others. From where will you take this importance of the others that is entirely disconnected from you? You feel totally indifferent towards them. How is it possible to take good, nice things in which you see importance, that you feel flavors in them, great fulfillment, and pass it on to someone who is totally indifferent, you're indifferent to him? How would you do that? How do we do it? How do we learn how to do so in the 10? Please. Rav, how can we depict ourselves the Creator who is revealed in the connection between us? How do we arrange the connection between us so that the Creator will be revealed there? For the time being, in what form, in what state is that network of connection between us in the 10 so that there the Creator wants and can be revealed. This network can hold him. This network is from each one to his nine friends, from each one to the nine, from each one to the nine, right? Do we have such a network? Are all the threads there? Because you need to have 10, not 9, not 11. So that when we reach such a network, even though each thread is so thin, however, if this network exists, already we can feel the Creator as the light of Nefesh between us. Do we have between us such a network? Such a connection between us? Let's check. What do we think? Go ahead. Each 10 should speak about it.
Jonathan.
Okay. This web, this network exists. The question is, do we feel it? Maybe because of
Jonathan, if I don't feel it, then it does not exist. There's no such thing that it exists, however, I do not feel it. We're talking about sensation. Sensation is attainment. Please continue.
To strengthen it more and more.
In what way do I try to give an example to the friends for how to strengthen the network between each one, between everyone? 9 times 9. Go ahead. Or 10 times 10. How do I give an example, a constant, permanent example to all the friends that we have to work on strengthening the network? That if we don't exert to make it stronger any moment, every moment this it goes away. There's no such thing that you can just leave it alone and it lives. Go ahead. Imaginary corporeal engagements. Rav. What does it mean that we hold the Creator between us, and this actually is our confidence, our guarantee, our insurance that we will not separate, that we will remain with a connection between us, and even an increasing connection. So what does it mean that we are holding Him, that we need Him? He is the glue between us. How do we hold the Creator as the glue between us so that He will serve us in that? That the most important is the connection between us for the time being. And He is the force that serves, the force that maintains it, the force that connects. How do we feel the Ten and the Creator between us, holding Him forcefully, since without Him we will not be connected to each other? Please.
For it to always grow.
Rav, when do we feel that from the connection between us, when the Creator strengthens this connection and He ensures the connection, He sustains it, out of this connection between us, we can shift to a connection with the Creator. Out of adhesion among the friends, from the love of people to the love of the Creator. When do we shift? At what point of feeling, at what quality of connection? What are we supposed to feel in the connection between us in order to say, finally, now we can also turn to the Creator, not to use Him, but rather to shift to Him?
Fortalecimiento de la conexión en la escena.
Strengthening the connection in the ten. Is it done gradually from the one who is closest to the one who is farthest? Or should it be done in an integral way with the closest friend and the farthest friend on the same level?
I'm not making such calculations. For me, the 10 is a 10. If one is missing, everything is lacking. So I don't pay attention who should I make a connection with, this and then that. I want the entire 10 integrally.
Maestro, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Per favore, potresti chiarire meglio cosa significa rivolgersi al creatore, non per usarlo, ma
Teacher, can you explain what does it mean to turn to the creator? How do I use him in order for us to connect to him through the 10?
The way you connect to a friend. Like when you connect to a friend. I turn to someone from the Italian group. And I tell him, translate from Italian to English. That's it. I turn to him. I use him. I truly use him. Because the main thing for me is the connection in the society. And the force that helps is the Creator. It's only one of the modes that exist in the Creator, but this is what I need to use now. Don't be afraid to turn to Him in this way. We need Him to reveal the connection between us, to strengthen the connection between us, to open it to us so we will be connected to one another. After He connects it us, after He does it, will begin to feel that he enjoys it. This is called the work of the Creator. For him, it's a source of pleasure. What else can he do? Tell me. What else can he do? What we're asking him to do, to strengthen us, to bind us as a tent. For him, this is the ultimate pleasure. And when we reveal more and more of the evil inclination, and we ask of him, do it more, and connect us even more and more. We give him pleasure, and this pleasure we feel is the light of nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, echida. It's pleasure from connection.
Can I ask another question?
Io capisco quello che tu mi dici, però purtroppo.
I understand what you say, however, unfortunately, I'm talking about myself right now. It's as if I take more from the friends and I don't manage to give them. It's too strong of a feeling, so I don't manage to move, to untie this connection.
It's because you're arranging things incorrectly. Incorrectly. Meaning, what can you give? Nothing. You can only turn to the Creator and for Him to do it, for Him to give, for Him to fill, for Him to do. Activate the upper force, make Him work. It's pleasure for Him because He wants to bestow. By asking Him to connect you, to make corrections, you bestow to Him, you give Him, not that you receive from Him. Okay.
Good morning, Rav. You said that we're giving contentment to the Creator only when we ask of Him for connection to be one. It sounds very simple. Where's the catch? Because our 10 is asking connection for connection from the Creator each day. We build a prayer, but something must be missing in this picture. That is, we're always giving contentment to the Creator in our ten, if so, because we're asking for Him 24/7.
Maybe it's not so. You're not doing it enough. You have to ask of Him, that's true, but you have to be certain that He is helping, and that He is helping specifically to connect you. And why do you need to be connected? Maybe the intention is egoistic. As much as you check your attention and you want your connection to be for the sake of mutual bestowal and from the bestowal of each one to the other nine, you wish to create a common bestowal to Him and so on and so forth. So you have to check it. This is our work. We have to delve into this deeper every day.
Can I focus this? I would like to scrutinize the following thing. Seemingly we've reached a certain boundary. Everything is working very clearly for us. We have a shot, we have a goodbye, we build a prayer, we ask for the day, the ten meets, yet somewhere inside, seemingly we've stumbled across something and we don't know how to continue. Something is lacking. What should we add?
The heart.
17.
We get stuck when we try to turn to the Creator in such a simple way as you're saying all the time. How do we overcome it?
Turkey free. Together, all of you.
Turkey free.
Günaydın dostlar. Bizler onun içerisinde cevap bulmak isterken aramızdaki tamamlayıcı bir bağ oluşuyor. Ama çalıştığı uzadığı zaman bu bağı hissedemiyoruz. Bu kişi için doğru bir koşul.
While we want to find the answer in 10, there is a connection between us. But when the workshop is extended, we feel this connection a little less. Is this the right condition for the person?
The important thing is to hold on to the connection between us. It's not the lesson itself is not so important. Rather, the connection between us should grow stronger and stronger and remain after the lesson, between the lessons, and from one lesson to the next, it should be stronger. This is the main thing we need. You don't need to know what we're studying or anything like that. Just have the ever-growing connection from lesson to lesson.
Thank you, Rav. You said before that you see the ten as a tray. As a tray that we have to elevate to the Creator. How do we elevate a common tray? And what does it mean to do it together? What is this together?
Together means that you cannot disconnect from one another. Together means that you're one body. There's no one or the other or a third. Rather, the feeling that you are together. This is a feeling. I can't explain it in words.
We now had a workshop. Each one in the ten said things that to me seems like they're contradicting. How can I bring it into unity?
Did you ask each and every one the connection between you, and you constantly thought of the connection? Did you imagine to yourself what is the connection and how the Creator is present there and is holding it, sustaining it? Is the Creator in Israel, the light, the Creator, are one? Is this clear?
Kiev one.
Да, ну вот я как раз продолжение вопроса товарища, что я это.
It's exactly continuing the question by the friend. When I seemingly ask for it and I feel the connection with the friends in the workshop, in the lesson, how together is it really?
until you feel everyone together with you. Try to feel it like that all the time. What you feel is indeed what you feel. It's true. Are the others feeling the same? The Creator will connect you and give you a common feeling. And then you will be in this common feeling also with Him.
So, what you said about different degrees of feeling these lights, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama.
No, it's too early for that. That's a difference in connection, the strengthening the essential connection between each and every degree. As much as we can feel in our heart, in our brain, we feel one another, we integrate in one another, we understand, we can maybe take the place of the other in different forms. That's the matter of the Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chayechida. Because the will to receive is the will to receive light, fulfillment, yes, but the difference between them is in the essence of the connection.
Rav, правильно ли я понял, что удержать Творца мы можем только...
Did I understand correctly that we can hold the Creator only if we add on to the connection between us each and every day, between the lessons?
Correct. Only if we constantly strengthen the connection from moment to moment, not from lesson to lesson. From moment to moment, we think about the strengthening of the connection between us. Only in this way, we advance. Or rather, we don't fall, we don't disappear from spirituality. Is that clear?
And together with that, we have an iron wall when we try to disseminate. And each one of the 10 is trying to disseminate. So what's standing in our way? How do we explode
it? Only if you connect between you. It has nothing to do with dissemination. Only if you connect between you. Beyond all the borders and boundaries. Enter and be as one man in one heart.
Rav, why does the rich man constantly demand that he wants to bestow to this poor man if it is written in the article that it's hard for him to tolerate the shame of the excessive goodness? What does the rich man want from this man?
The rich man isn't pushing it on the poor. Forcefully, no. These states of the rich and the poor, they're already a given. And the rich one wants to wholeheartedly help the poor one. He doesn't want to humiliate him, he wants to give him everything. And that is why he's doing this. And it's written here that even if one will receive everything from the rich man, and the rich man will be in complete joy that his friend will take everything from him. But still, if he will receive everything from the rich man, he will still not be like the rich man. Because this property that belonged to the rich man and even the poor man that received it, alongside with receiving it, he gets the feeling, the sensation that it is not his. He has shame on that action, and this shame cannot be erased. And then we are here facing a great problem. The Creator wants to give us everything, but no matter how much to the extent we will receive from Him, we'll have shame. It's not mine. I got it from Him. So what to do? And here is the problem. That his giving is not in perfection. So what does the Creator need to do so that I will not be ashamed? That it will be in such a way that we are, will be completely equal. How can that be? And this is actually the question. It's a very serious question, because the Creator wants to bring us to His degree, to be equal to Him, to be partners. Adam means domain.
Can I ask one more question about the poor man and the rich man? It seems to me that the feeling of shame stems from all the good things that the rich person gives, so the poor man feels he's independent.
Yes, exactly. This is the exact matter.
What should we do in the tent in order to change such a state?
Do you understand?
What's the role of the ten to change the state from independence to from dependence to independence?
The ten won't help here. A ten cannot help a poor man to receive from the rich man in any other way. He must receive strength from above in order to bestow. And then all of his action to receive will become an action in order to bestow. And shame will become honor. The environment can only help him reach this correction, but the correction still needs to be made with respect to the Creator.
Directly before the Creator, having nothing to do with the ten?
With the ten, through the ten, but by the Creator.
Rav, what's the internal work that has to be done in order to work with shame?
To feel that you are receiving. It's not simple. It is written that shame was prepared for high souls, that they feel that they receive from the Creator, that the Creator gives. And you can say, of course I receive everything from the Creator. Who doesn't know that? But you do not feel it in such a way that you will be ashamed. Like we say to a person sometimes, you should be ashamed. He doesn't feel he should be ashamed. What should I be ashamed for? Should be ashamed. Look at this and look at that. I didn't get anything from anyone. I don't feel it. Meaning, it's possible that he received a lot, like a kid. He got everything from his parents, but he has no shame. Because he thinks he deserves it. It's his family, it's his parents. Meaning, in order to begin to be ashamed, we need to feel that there is someone that is detached from us, and through this detachment, he gives to us. And then we feel the difference between us and that we receive from him, and that I don't deserve to just receive, but it all depends on his good attitude towards me. Now, I can say, of course he has a good attitude towards me. These are my parents, for example, or these are people that deserve it according to their position, that they need to give me something at work or something. No, I need to feel that I'm receiving it from a force that is detached from me, that doesn't belong to me. Otherwise, there is no shame. It's like among friends. It's possible that there won't be any shame, and then I won't learn a thing. I won't learn anything from those kind of relationships. We will scrutinize these things. They're still ahead of us. We're now entering a serious topic. Maybe tomorrow we'll invest more time in this. Yes, Dudi.
We're coming towards the end of the lesson. Can I ask a general question? My question is about humanity that is getting ready for the second wave of the coronavirus. My question is, we, as the organization of Nebuchadnezzar, internally, not about the explanation now, internally, how should we get ready for it? Or do we feel that, are we in the right place, or are we not serious enough about it?
Only to strengthen connection. Only connections between us we need to measure and to strengthen. All of our good future depends on that, also with respect to Corona and everything else. Only connection between us, that is the most important thing. That is all. To ask of the Creator everything, to reach out to the Creator, to help us to be connected. That is all.
Why don't we want to change? Should we, like the whole world, receive blows in order to want to change?
The will to receive is built in such a way that it does not want to change, but it wants everyone outside of oneself to change for one's own benefit. And he himself does not want to change. That is called self-love. That no matter to what extent I am, no matter how I am, I don't want to change. I love myself the way I am. Yes?
One more question that that I found during this week with conversations with you. What's the difference between a teacher and an educator?
A teacher fills your head with knowledge, and an educator fills you with internal changes through which you connect to the Creator. We are like an educator. You could also say a teacher and a guide, which is a teacher is like a maths teacher or a physics teacher at school. An educator is one that turns you into a human being.
Okay, what I'm asking is more about the place. We feel that we depend on you, on everything.
Why? What? How? I don't know why you depend so much.
Aren't we?
Am I causing this?
No.
You're trying to bend me all the time throughout the day, in lessons, other than lessons, in workshops, also in all kinds of things. And I'm the opposite. I'm throwing everything on you, that you will manage these things. You need to organize such connections between yourselves, such meetings, scrutinies. Other than the deliverer of the morning lesson, I don't want to be anything else.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. I'm throwing that on you so that you'll continue, and we have this internal expectation for you to do.
That's not good. What do you want, me to die?
No.
No, okay. So do it without me dying. Seriously. You don't want to prepare yourselves for independent life, like little kids. Each one wants to remain a kid. To be told when to do this, when to do that, with a helmet, without a helmet, like in the military, all kinds of things. It's not good. But what to do? I don't know.
That's exactly the point. It's really comfortable in this point at the moment. It's as if we're staying in children to be spoiled.
At least get educated like a good kid. Now is the second phase of Corona, so we need to connect in such a way that we are truly raising ourselves to the height that when the coronavirus will come, it will come for our benefit, for our well-being, because nothing bad comes out of the Creator, only goodness. So if a certain wave comes, we'll transform this tsunami into something that we can surf on with our surfboard.
How can we pass on from depending on the Rav to depend on the friends?
That's the problem, but this is really what needs to be done. Because the Creator isn't in Rav, the Creator is in the friends. You'll never find any such way that Kabbalists tried, but they say the Rav is in order to direct you. To what? To friends, to connection with them, that through connection with the friends you'll demand the Creator.